Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Al, I do have an answer to your question about how deep you can go if you want to build a building in Manhattan.
Yeah, like in how much can it support?
Well, Manhattan is built on three layers of rock. I think we all know that.
Mm. Sure.
It's known as Manhattan schist.
Schist?
Schist.
Bull schist.
Inwood marble.
Marble's down there, huh?
And Fordham Nice. Wait, what with the G is silent, I think.
What's the other one?
You got Fordham Nice.
But and then marble, and then you said it was third one.
Fordham Nice.
You said there's third, though. You just said Fordham
Manhattan
Nice.
Manhattan schist.
Oh, Manhattan schist is one of them. Okay.
Inwood marble.
Okay.
And Fordham Nice.
Like, can
and
you,
the G is silent. G-N-E-I-S-S.
I mean, could you make a countertop out of Manhattan schist?
Now, the Inwood marble.
Yeah.
Was metamorphosed.
Metamorphosized?
No, it's metamorphosed.
Metamorphosed?
Metamorphosed.
Okay.
From limestone by heat and intense pressure and formed the 150 to 500 foot thick. So I guess thickness wise, you want to be a thick some bitch. This Manhattan schist is pretty thick.
Yeah, apparently. As we're learning from somebody who sent that to us on Twitter.
Yeah. Did you know that, Al?
I was not aware of that. Nope.
Now you know it.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You can learn
the
things.
The more you know.
The Boomer and Geo Show.
And there's a fault that runs, you know, right through Manhattan also.
Yep.
That's right. So as we know, Manhattan full of schist. As we have learned this morning. Yeah, if you have not gone by that, if anybody's listening that lives around here, works around here, you guys, if you haven't seen it yet, go take a peek. Into that big Disney hole when you get an opportunity.
Oh,
to.
It's pretty interesting.
But make sure you're holding on to something because the yes. gravitational pull of that hole might suck you right down there.
Adam in Tampa. Adam, what's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Looking all right. What's going on?
I got a question for you there, Boobs. What's the difference exactly between, you know, Tatis, you know, getting the crowd pumped when he's running the bases and say the Artemi Panarin leg kick. Like, what's the difference between a goal celebration and a basketball?
Well, you know, first of all, all the players during the goal and scoring of the goal are all on the field at the same time, and they're all next to each other, all, you know, high-fiving each other, hugging each other, celebrating. There's also that Patrick Kane little thing that he does. I mean, a bunch of guys do little things here and there, but they're all on the ice together. You know, after the home run is hit and the bat is flipped, all the players wait for the player to come into the dugout for all the high fives, unless, of course, it's a walk-off home run, and then they all celebrate at home plate. So it's kind of similar, if you ask me. No?
Okay, well, the point that he's bringing up is you seem to have a problem with the running of the bases thing, but don't have a problem with the hockey celebration. That's what I think he was
bringing up. It happens quickly, you know, and very rarely does it happen in hockey, honestly, when you think about it. I think there might be every now and again a hockey player may do something because he's agitated at the other team.
Mm-hmm.
There's all of that that's going on in those games because they actually hit each other. Most of the games they hit each other. Other games we spend a lot of time getting hit.
Okay.
Some of us.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not anti-celebration.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You just, there's just, a line
just,
for
but,
you.
But just also know that even in hockey, if there is a overzealous celebration, eventually, somebody's coming to get you.
Okay.
It's just like in baseball. If there's an overzealous celebration, there may be chin music coming.
Okay. I thought there was...
You know, the players police themselves, essentially. Same thing in the NBA.
I see. I don't know. That doesn't... Those opportunities don't come up as much in the NBA.
Right.
They
have allowed the players in the NFL to enhance their celebrations.
Yeah. Which is
great. They figure, why fight it? Just let them do it. Who cares?
Exactly.
If they want to fight each other, let them fight each other. Doesn't matter.
Honestly, just let it happen already.
I played on a team. We had the icky shuffle.
Sure.
And they took it off the field and made them do it on the sideline.
It's just stupid. No, the NFL did or the
yes,
Bengals
no, the
did?
NFL did. No, the Bengals.
I know, the Bengals
so
are too
Bobby,
busy.
So, Bobby, you know, we were talking about this jersey, the Joe Burrow jersey,
yeah.
The new design jersey that I'm wearing here. Now
right.
it's a
Fakakta or a replica?
Yeah, whatever. So. I remember I gave one of my jerseys away after a game. It was probably to a sick kid or something.
Yeah.
And I had to go to Cook's Sporting Goods and order my own jersey.
Because they wouldn't give you a new one?
Yeah, they had a – I don't know if that sporting goods store is still there. It's Cook's K-O – it's K-O-C-H-S.
Cook's.
Sporting Goods.
Sportings. See, I would say Koch's.
Right, exactly, but they call it Cook's out there.
All right, Cook's Sporting Goods. Yeah.
Is it still there?
There's
5th Avenue, 7th Avenue?
4th Street, Cincinnati.
4th Street. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, there it is.
So I had a good deal with those guys, and I had to go buy myself my own jersey.
How the hell did this store make it all these years?
Well, that's a great store. It's a,
pretty
it's
good.
A, it's a Cincinnati staple.
Well, I guess so. I just generally, these big corporations come in. The dicks usually knock out the Cooks, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, Cincinnati is a little bit of a unique place, so that has a unique place in the fabric, I think, of the...
It's woven into the fabric of the community?
Right. The interesting thing is because of where the stadiums are,
yeah,
where the Great American Ballpark is, where the Reds play, and Paul Brown Stadium, where the Bengals play, I mean, you can walk right from downtown. So when they have a businessman special game on one of those getaway days, you can go have lunch at Great American Ballpark. You walk right past Cook's Sporting Goods, grab yourself a, you know, Reds hat.
Man, I tell you, they got the old school logo still.
Yeah, they got it all.
I mean, I'm talking like this is like the logo that they're using here is very 70s, 80s looking. It's probably the same exact one when you were there.
100%. Not much changes.
No, I understand. I mean, Pittsburgh is similar in that way.
Right.
They got that old school feel with some stuff. I just can't believe the Bengals sent you a replica jersey. I'm not going to be able to get over that. I mean, a replica Joe Burrow jersey?
Yeah, I felt like they were sending me something, and I kind of knew that that was going to be the way it was going to be.
See, I...
You just have, like, a certain expectation.
But
you know?
Isn't that the worst? Isn't that the worst indictment possible when you think somebody's going to let you down and then they do like that?
No, it's not a letdown. It's just
oh,
like
it is a letdown. It's a total letdown. It's a letdown for me.
No, for me, it's just like I'm used to it.
Yeah, but I'm just flabbergasted right. by the whole situation. You I got to admit.
Mark Twain once wrote, "When I die, I want to move to Cincinnati because everything happens 15 years later there."
Yeah, right, for sure.
Yes, right.
Well, that a lot of those. Do you
and
feel
if
like
he didn't write it? It sounded like something he would have written.
It's the same thing with like Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. They're very similar cities. Those cities, very similar.
Detroit,
you could throw that in the mix.
Kansas City.
See, I don't know so much from Kansas City. You think you? But then
they're all Midwestern cities.
See, I think when I think Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, I think more Rust Belt.
Rust Belt.
That's what I'm thinking. Rust Belt.
Well, Cincinnati was Porkopolis at one time.
Excuse me.
Big meat town.
A Porkopolis?
Porkopolis, yes.
Which
very
is actually
heavy German influence, by the way.
It's actually what the Sayville is now known as since I moved in. Porkopolis. Yeah. No, that's a lot of not as much meat coming out of there now.
Big meat, big meat. You know, very heavy German influence.
Oh, and it's still going on.
Yeah.
All these years later.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're remember that whole thing with Chris Collinsworth and the tacos?
Sure, yeah.
That was a company called JTM.
JTM.
Yeah, they were.
Buenos Tacos Amigos.
Yes.
Yeah, every stereotype in the book is in that commercial.
It is what it was.
No, I know. I mean, it is funny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Even though I was bummed out about Steve Hartman turning us down, I still watch CBS Sunday Morning. Every Sunday morning, they did a big feature on Cameo this past Sunday morning. And maybe this has been discussed before. You know who the most expensive Cameo person you can get is? Does anybody know this? The most expensive person on Cameo.
Bill Clinton.
No, he's not on there.
George Bush.
No, no former presidents are on there.
Is Donald Trump a former president? Or was he not elected correctly? Or the Russians got him elected or some crap?
No, he would. He's no, not okay. on Cameo.
He's not. Wow.
He's not on Cameo. Yeah.
If Barack Obama were on Cameo.
No former president.
That guy would make a gazillion dollars.
Of course, but no former presidents, U.S. presidents are on there.
He expanded his house up there in...
So any clue?
I'm going to take a guess because I remember searching a while ago. Floyd Mayweather.
No, the most expensive Cameo.
Mick Jagger.
No, comes from
Mick Jagger.
Caitlyn Jenner. $2,500
really?
For a Caitlyn
wow.
Jenner.
Isn't she running for governor now?
She is. Yes, $2,500 for a Caitlyn Jenner Cameo. And also, I think Kenny G gets like $250, maybe a little more. But he does a personalized soprano sax solo in every one of
That's
his
awesome.
Every one of his cameos. Yeah, so they're doing well. They're kicking ass, those Cameo people.
Oh, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
$2,500 for a Caitlyn Jenner cameo. All right, Jerry is back with us with another update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. One thing I have not mentioned this morning, but I have had it down every hour, is did you guys read the article about Durant in the New York Post yesterday about his off-the-court business by any chance?
I know that he won an Oscar as an executive producer.
He did. And that was definitely part of the story. But what caught me, I would be in particular interest of you, Jim.
Cannabis?
No, actually, that was not part of his portfolio. He put out $250,000 in, well, they said on the low end, $250,000. It could have been as much as $1 million or $1.5 million into either Bitcoin or Coinbase. I forget. And he has made back over 50 times his initial investment. And minimum, he's made $13 million.
Well, you know, that has to be Bitcoin.
That's amazing.
It has to be Bitcoin. Yeah, so I also just saw that Trevor Lawrence is getting paid in Bitcoin. So, and he's also going to be getting like a deal. I have to read the whole article, but basically it's going to be a sponsorship of his when he gets drafted, either Coinbase or something, one of the blockchain deals. And yeah, so there's another guy. Join the party. Trevor Lawrence getting paid in Bitcoin.
Yeah, really interesting.
Yeah.
Second NFL player to do that.
Russell Okung.
Yes.
Who is really a Bitcoin passionate person.
Connoisseur.
Yes, he is a connoisseur. He's out there. So, yeah, it took a little dip, but every time it dips, you buy a little bit of the dip, and then it ends up working out for you.
That's right. And Durant did win for executive producer in a movie last night at the Oscars that I guess you said they had. Nets did win 128-119. He was back. He did play. He played about 28 minutes, 33 points off the bench, 34 for Kyrie Irving. Nets go to 41-20 with their win over Phoenix. Game and a half ahead of Philadelphia for tops in the East. Here was Durant, who really seemed to be in midseason form.
It's like riding a bike, you know, you get your
your foot and right, and you know, you just get your rhythm going. And I think my teammates did a great job of looking for me all game.
They did. Tonight, the Nets are off, but the Suns move across into Manhattan, and they take on the Knicks. Knicks are surging. They've won 9 straight. They're 34-27, so they look for a 10th straight win. Here was Julius Randle after the win on Saturday over the Raptors, who says, "We're just scratching the surface of what we can be."
Yeah, we're peaking, but we can still get a lot better. Obviously, offensively, we're playing well, but defensively, for a full 48 minutes, I feel like we can be a lot better.
We shall see. They are peaking at the right time with the playoffs just ahead, if you will. The Hawks did win. They're 34-27, tied with the Knicks for 4-5 in the East. Also of note, I didn't realize the Wizards have won 8 straight games.
Yeah.
And they're now in 10th place in the East, as they have all of a sudden turned it on. The Warriors beat the Kings 117-113. You guys mentioned the
NFL. How about the A's?
Well, the A's, I've mentioned them all morning. They had their winning streak snapped yesterday by the Orioles.
Who they had won 13 in a row, right?
Correct. That's right. The Orioles beat them yesterday 8-1. I know Jed Lowry on Saturday had a big 3-run homer in their win.
Blindfolded.
Why not?
Right.
Who the hell knows? But yeah, and keep in mind, too, with Oakland, they started 0-6 and 1-7, I believe it was. And then all of a sudden, they reeled off the 13 straight to really get it going.
Jed Lowry's at 75 at-bats. He's batting .293, 3 home runs and 17 RBIs.
That's 16 more RBIs than he had with the Mets, I believe, in 2 years.
Exactly.
Oh, it's funny.
And it's 74 more games.
That too. That's exactly right. Yankees did lose to the Indians on Sunday 7-3. Franmil Reyes, the go-ahead 3-run homer in the fourth. Also had himself a triple and a single. He was the double shy of the cycle. Did have his first career stolen base. Here was Aaron Boone. Not the best of starts for Jameson Taillon. What happens? And how's he looked so far this year?
I think of the 4 starts, 2 have been really strong. And, you know, one where he struggled a little bit in that inning against Toronto today was, you know, a little bit unfortunate.
And I think what he means by that is he got ahead on many batters in this day, just could not put them away. You also had a great catch by Clint Frazier in this game. Boone taking notice of that.
It was a good play. I haven't got to see it back, but it looked like he got a good jump and a good beat on it.
I think overall, the Yankees very happy with the weekend. They won 3 of 4, and now they do get the Orioles, who they have owned over the last several years. We'll have it on the Fan after Carton and Roberts. Devy Garcia facing Mr. Matt Harvey,
right,
who did get a win in his last start. He went 5 innings, I believe, and won. And Al believes he's going to throw a no-hitter tonight. That's what he told me in the warm-up show. The Mets shut out the Nationals 4-0. J.D. Davis, a 2-run homer in the first. Very pleasing to the eye of Pete Alonso.
I mean, it was a hell of a swing, and he had a hell of a day today.
Yep, and Alonso says good day, good weekend for his club.
I thought we did a great job overall. It was a great team win, and looking forward to this 2-game set.
Manager Luis Rojas, looking at the weekend as a whole, took 2 of 3, 2 really good pitching performances.
Pitching and defense. I mean, those are going to give you a chance to win games like this.
And part of that defense was Albert Almora Jr. with a terrific catch in center field on Sunday afternoon. Taijuan Walker, 7 scoreless innings for the win. Mets Red Sox tomorrow night. The Diamondbacks beat the Braves 7-0 in the second game of a doubleheader. In the second game that we mentioned, Madison Bumgarner, 7 no-hit innings, but it does not go down as a no-hitter. It's just 7 no-hit innings. Atlanta was one hit by Zach Gallen in the first game, 5-0, so they had a completely lost day. And then Sunday night baseball, Padres beat the Dodgers in 11-8-7. They were down 7-1 in this game. They scored 2 in the 7th, 2 in the 8th, 2 in the 9th. It was Manny Machado, the game tying RBI single to get it even. And then Eric Hosmer with the go-ahead sack fly in the 11th. Now, I heard you mention, I've been trying to do this all morning, I never got to it. This was part of Trevor Bauer Saturday night. After everything that went on with Fernando Tatis Jr., this was on him seeing Tatis celebrating the home run.
I want to say something about that because I think it's important. You know, he did it in the first. I didn't see it because I was paying attention to doing my job. And then he did it again when he homered off me again later in the game. Their dugout was doing it. And I like it.
He likes it. He says it's actually stupid if you get angry with the celebrating stuff.
I think that pitchers who have that done to them and react by throwing at people or, you know, getting upset and hitting people or whatever, I think it's pretty soft. if you give up a homer, the guy should celebrate it. You know, it's hard to hit in the big leagues.
And then the last one is he believes that all this stuff is actually good for the game of baseball.
I'm all for it, and I think it's important that, you know, the game moves in that direction and we stop throwing at people because they celebrated having some success on the field.
Yeah. Very interesting.
No, I'm with him.
Now, to a certain degree.
Yeah, and it also continued, though, on Twitter after that when that video came up of it looked like Tatis was staring at the catcher to get the sign because he knew what pitch was coming, and then the two of them got into it a little bit there with a Photoshop that Tatis put out of him holding a baby with Trevor Bauer's head on it. So things heated up after that. So.
This Dodger-Padre thing is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For years to come.
And so the Padres have spent like $800 million on their infield.
That's just the left side.
No, it's just the left side.
On Machado and Tatis.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Hosmer is making money, too. I'm not saying that. But, yeah, Machado and Tatis have both $300 million deals. So third base shortstop, pretty much. That's the way it is. And also, Tatis hit two home runs. What was that? The anniversary of his dad hitting?
Two grand slams in one inning.
Right. Which is pretty wild, too, when you think of that. So, anyway, thought all that stuff was kind of interesting. The NFL draft is Thursday through Saturday. It looks like the 49ers know what they're going to be doing. At least that's how the reports are coming in now with the 3 pick. We'll see.
I keep reading. I think, I've seen Mac Jones and or Trey Lance.
Yep.
Not Justin Fields.
I have not seen. No, the latest thing I just saw before I came in here is that several teams are trying to trade into the top 10, including the Patriots, in hopes of landing Fields. But who knows? I honestly. No one knows until it actually happens.
And it's got to be one of the hardest drafts to actually navigate through with all the opt-outs, the COVID stuff, the lack of a combine. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a shot in the dark, man. Who's going to make it and who's not? Who knows?
You're right about that. And so the draft starts Thursday and winds up on Saturday. Rangers beat the Sabres.
Guess no Phil Sims today to talk about the draft.
Yeah, what happened with his agent?
Well,
never heard back from his agent.
Never heard back from his agent. His agent reached out to us and wanted to put him on today.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So I'll promo. So they're actually doing a show today with Steve Berline and Adam Schein.
Don't say too much because I'm going to discuss this in a moment here.
Okay, okay.
All right, very good.
All right, so let's do it. I'll just transition right to it. Moment of the day brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Money!
And as Boomer was just pointing out, the guys were hoping to have Phil Sims on today. He is a bit busy, though, working. He's got other responsibilities with CBS Sports Network, as we learned.
Now what do you got?
Oh, man.
Text message?
I got something. Drew Kalisky now sent in.
Oh, wow.
So when Drew sends something in, now you got to pay attention.
Right. Let him know that Stephen Waldron's working hard for us. Maybe we can get a promotion.
Phil's show is tonight.
Okay.
Berline, Sims, and Shine.
Okay.
It's an NFL draft 2021. Oh, yes, it is.
You know he gets extra fired up for stuff like this.
When he works with Phil?
Oh, when he...
This goes back to, you know, the origination of the Monday QB show.
Yeah, it's just going to be
with
screaming.
Shine and Phil.
It's just screaming. It's no words. It's just... Well, that's right, Adam. It's an exciting time. Calm down. It'll be okay. I know you're excited about Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Could there be a better promo for the show?
Yeah,
moment of the day, guys.
Tonight on the CBS Sports Network.
8 o'clock?
That was 8 or 7?
7, 6 central?
What is it?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to get the right time out there for everybody.
I thought it was 9 after time.
Tonight. What's that, Steven? You're on the air. 9 Eastern? That's really late. Can you move that
9
up for me?
Eastern.
I'm in bed generally.
Man, they can't be doing that live. Phil goes to bed before then.
Yeah, they're probably taping it right now. That's probably the problem.
Why would that be? What do you mean? They're probably taping it this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, why did he blow us off today, Phil?
I have no idea. I don't know why this was such a, you know, look, we
put him on, promote
it,
the whole thing.
Break it down.
Yeah, break it down. Yeah, this is one of those things where if you are someone like Eddie Scazzeri, who likes to root for disaster, that they tape this show at like 2 o'clock and then...
Huge trade.
Right.
Screw Phil Sims!
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Buzz or no buzz on Matt Harvey starting against the Yankees for the Orioles tonight, Al?
I'm going buzz on this.
You're
one.
Going buzz, all right.
Yeah, I am too.
Because if he does anything and just shuts the Yankees down, that'd be some buzz tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but it also could be a Yankee explosion.
Should be a Yankee
yes,
right. explosion.
It should be.
It really should be.
If he just throws some pitches in the dirt, Yankees will swing at it. He'll be out of the innings.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Did you see who the Yankees activated?
Oh, here we go again.
What?
The guy you want to succeed more than anybody on earth because you loved him that 1 year.
Miguel Andujar.
Andujar.
Yeah, so he's down at the alternate site working it out. So he's off the 10-day injured list or whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah. Baseball purgatory, which has been in for a very long time at this point. So it'd be great if he came back and contributed, and I'm rooting for the guy. Just, I mean, you really, really, like, fell in love with this dude.
Well, that guy was an animal in the batter's box.
He was.
Yeah, that's right.
You just want to be right is what it comes down to.
Well, of course, don't we all want to be right?
But it's not like you really care about Miguel Andujar.
I just like the way he was playing, that's all.
What's the thing you want to be most right about right now? To me, I think it's probably the Nets not winning the title. That'd probably be the thing.
Right. I don't know. It seems like all the players now are starting to come back with a few weeks left to go in the regular season. All the checks are in the mail. All the checks are in the bank. Everything's good now. Now we're going to start playing because it's the playoffs.
Is there something else in sports you really want to be right about?
At the moment right now? Not really.
You're not that passionate about Zach Wilson being a good player. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen you go off on some of these guys. Like when you locked in on Josh Allen.
Yes.
When you locked in on Mahomes, even when you locked in on Haskins, you locked in on these guys.
I know. But
you haven't really locked in on Wilson.
Well, I'm not a draft expert by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not claiming to be. I'm giving you my opinion because I work for 4 hours on a radio show where you have to give an opinion.
Oh, do you?
And my opinion on Zach Wilson was just that about 8 weeks ago was the accuracy in which I saw him throwing the football from both stationary the pocket and also moving around, and I was just taken aback by the accuracy. That's what you're looking at when you're watching these players. And you just want to see, you know, what they look like, how they handle the huddle, how they handle the pressure around them. And the thing about Josh Allen back when he was playing in Wyoming, he was obviously the best player in the field. He was a bucking Bronco. He was all over the place. But physically, he had absolutely everything that you want in an NFL quarterback. The question would have been, would the Bills remain a stable franchise when they drafted him and played him? And the obvious answer to that is yes. They have been stable. They built around him. They gave him a wide receiver last year, and all of a sudden he took off.
Yeah, but back to the original point, you haven't really gone over the top with Zach Wilson. You're holding back for some reason. It's because he's an out-of-nowhere guy, isn't it? That's probably why.
Josh Allen wasn't out of nowhere.
No, he wasn't guy. Because you were all over him. You were all over him.
Yeah.
He's not an out-of-nowhere guy.
What I want to see now from Zach Wilson, assuming that he will be drafted by the Jets, is what I told you. I want to see him be an all-in guy and get his ass here and start working with the coaches and get immersed in that playbook so he's ready to go week one.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about, you know, I'm staying out and I'm, you know, going to be in Utah and I'm going to be working out with my throwing coach and I'm going to be doing all this via Zoom. Uh-uh. You want to be the quarterback of a NFL football team and you want to hit the ground running, you got to be here with your coaching staff. Learn that playbook. Learn the way that these coaches talk to each other and how they're going to talk to you and how they describe things. Because that's the one thing that the NFL player, especially the quarterback, when they come in, they have to learn. They have to learn, you know, how to speak the language of the NFL. And every coaching staff is a little bit different. And I don't know how these guys did it last year, like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. I have no idea how they
were
did.
Damn good, too. Yeah, and I don't love the Zach Wilson pick. I don't. But they have to
do something.
But this is the one that I actually hope that I am very wrong about because we need some juice around these parts with some football.
Once they made the trade, you know, now we all know what's happening. And Joe Douglas is going to try to refortify this team via the draft, which is a smart way of doing it. And most GMs that inherit a quarterback don't want that quarterback. The interesting thing for me is going to be what happens with number three. Is that going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Mac Jones? Is it going to be Justin Fields? And if it's one of those guys, are they going to keep Jimmy Garoppolo out there? Because, look, the 49ers are a Super Bowl caliber team, and Jimmy Garoppolo got them there.
I don't understand why they're so hell-bent on a quarterback.
Because the guy is injured. He can't stay on the field, and he had a chance to win a Super Bowl late in the game and unfortunately didn't pull it off. You know, and that's a franchise that had Joe Montana doing that.
No, I understand.
And Steve Young.
But you're talking about the third choice of quarterbacks in a draft that, you know, after Trevor Lawrence, there's a lot of questions.
Assuming they take a quarterback.
They're taking a quarterback.
You wouldn't trade up there unless you were.
That was the whole point,
wasn't
it?
And it's got to either be Justin Fields, Mac Jones, or Trey Lance.
Yeah. Has to be. Because we already know what's
happening. Trey Lance is a wild card. That kid is a total, total wild card. He is an incredible athlete. Man, but he's only played 17 college games. I mean, that to me would be shocking if they ended up taking him.
So you think that there will be all five of those guys will get picked in the first round?
Yes.
So picks one through what? Could it be like as early as 20?
I think five guys are going to go in the top 10.
The top 10?
Yep.
Five out of 10 are going to be quarterbacks?
You're going to get trades. I think somebody's going to go up and get somebody if somebody's dropping.
You should be on this show tonight.
If Justin Fields is dropping, somebody's going to trade up to go get him.
Man, oh, man.
I have a feeling.
Would lose his mind if he heard that.
It's the one area where, you know, you got to get a guy. And these are the guys that are this year. And then you got to take a look at next year's group. And you have to wonder whether next year's group will be as good as this year's group.
Boomer dropping bams. Five out of the first 10 quarterbacks.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the first 10.
What did I tell you about defensive players?
I don't remember.
I said most likely not in the top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe one. Maybe one goes in the top 10. Maybe Patrick Surtain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he goes in the top 10.
His pops was a good player.
I can't wait to see what the Giants have sitting in front of them at number 11.
I can't wait
to see.
That's interesting.
And if you think about it, let's just say five quarterbacks go in the top 10 picks. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. So that means there's six picks left. So the Giants essentially will have the number six overall pick of the rest of the players.
Yes.
That's great for them.
That would be unbelievable.
No.
If you're the Bengals, do you take Penny Sewell or do you take Jamar Chase?
Jamar Chase.
So Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow play together at LSU, and they were like magic.
Yeah. Like magic.
What do you do if you're the Bengals?
What do I do if I'm the Bengals or what do I do if I'm the Giants?
I'm asking you, what do you do at number five if you're the Bengals?
What I do is I end up taking Joe Burrow's buddy and then I give him a Joe Burrow replica jersey in the mail. That's what I end up doing.
And then you draft a tackle maybe in the second round.
Yeah, I'd have to know the depth at each position. You know, that's what I'd have to do.
You know, the interesting thing to me is like there are like four or five guys that you know that are going to take their game to another level. And three of those five guys are wide receivers, the fourth being the tight end Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, that's who Eddie
I know
wants.
Eddie wants the Dolphins.
You done with Gesicki?
Who?
Yeah.
Keep them both. Can't have enough of them.
There's another guy there too, right?
But this guy, he's going to be like, you know, Kellen Winslow, the first one.
Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez, all wrapped into one.
Yeah. Or do you bring one of the wide receivers in from Alabama that played with Tua?
I want Pitts.
Tua! Did you see Francesa went on with JJ, his podcast? I saw that tweeted out. Tua!
Tua.
Tua!
Tua.
Tua!
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.